evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home this Monday, July the 26th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games.
According to the Ministry of Health, COVID-19 claimed the lives of 44 people in Zimbabwe yesterday, while 617 tested positive for COVID-19. The country has recorded 394 deaths since March last year when the pandemic started.
So, in fact, the figures would be 3,094 instead of 394. So, yes. Those are the deaths. And the minister also reports that 97,894 people have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, and 65,913 have recovered.
And at least 1,447 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and over 680,000, which means the country is over the 500,000 threshold, has received their second dose.
And Johns Hopkins University reports that 194 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and 4.2 million have succumbed to the disease. At least 3.9 billion people have been vaccinated.
And now going to sports, the biggest showcase of talent all over the world. In the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, Zimbabwean teenager Donata Katai was eliminated from a swimming competition yesterday, even if she clocked her personal best of 1:02.75 in the 100 meters backstroke.
And Peter Gilpin also came sixth in the rowing competition. He has been relegated to the lower rankings of the event. He came fourth on Friday, first on Saturday, and sixth yesterday in the rowing event.
At least Zimbabwe is still banking on three other sportspersons who are also in the Olympics. This is Peter Welcher, who is participating in the 100 meters freestyle. He's expected to be competing tomorrow. Scott Vincent in golf and Ngoni Makusha in the 100-meter event. Peter is expected to take part in the swimming competition tomorrow, as I mentioned. So good luck to those.
Yebabe Zimbabwe muhle linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo ke ulive talk lamhla sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 okanye sidlubhedu kweZimbabwe. Kulabantu abafika 44 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo kwathi ke abanye njalo abayisana 17 bahlolwe batholakala pelo mkhuhlane wa COVID-19. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusukisela ke ngombimbitho nyakenye sokulabantu 3,094 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. Konke lokhu ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Kuzokubuya njalo uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi kulabantu 97,894 asebahlolwa kususela nyakenye batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abayi-65,913 abantu asebaphepha ku-COVID-19. Nxa sukhangelwe ke laba abajova amajekiseni, kulabantu abedlula 1,447,000 kwele Zimbabwe asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili bayidlula i-680,000. So-ke ukhanyazana kuyajova, kodwa-ke kunabanye abathi akujovi kangako. Kuzobuya-ke isibhedlela se-Johns Hopkins University sibeka ukuthi-ke sokulabantu abayi-194 million emhlabeni wonke jikelele asebebanjwe ligciwane le-COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu laba sokule 4.2 million asebebulewe COVID-19. Kuze kusithi ke emhlabeni wonke ke jikelele isibhedlela lesi siyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu 3.9 billion asebahlatshwa amajekiseni athiyeneyo. Yes, siya phambili esikhangele ezemidlalo, i-2020 Tokyo Olympic Games eleZimbabwe likhona khona ngani. Kodwa sibonile ke izolo uDonata Katai ephuma ke emdlalweni we 100 meter backstroke. Loba ke etshayile i-1.0273 seconds eyakhe sibili engazani kuthiwa yi-personal best. Kodwa ke bekumela ngene phela kusigaba sabantu abayi-16 kodwa kasenelisanga ngoba abanye bemedlulile. Kuzobuya ke uPeter Gilpin laye ube ngunumber 6 kumdlalo wakhe we-rowing, so kazange enze kuhle kangako. So ke sengene kulokho kuthiwa ke ngama-group C kumbe D okuthi awusadlaleli ukuthi uzuze isicoco kodwa sudlalela nje lokho kutwa ngama rankings singazi ukuthi kozala mkomoni kuzobuya ke abanye bezimbabwe belokho bekhona emidlalweni le uPeter Westra kuzobuya uScott Vincent kuzobuya uNgoni Magusha uPeter Westra siyabona ukuthi uku 100 meter freestyle njalo ukhangela ukusaza uzangena emidlalweni wakhe uScott kanye Longoni bakhaya nje labo basazi Chilo Mapumavelas ukuthi bangena emidlalweni
aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu palife talk icho ndiri kukupakurirai pari zvino ndiri muwashington dc musi wemuvhuro july 26 nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tizotarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kumitambo mikuru yepasi rose iri kuitwa kumaolympics kutokyo kujapan tiri panyaya yecovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva mudenda iri recovid-19 nezuro vanosvika ivo 44 uyezve pane vanhu 617 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 totarisa kuti pari zvino kubva nezuro pane vanhu zvakare vakawanikwa ve 617 vakabatwa nedenda iri asi tichitarisa vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura vasvika ivo pa3094 izvi zvinoreva kuti pari zvino ndo vanhu vari kuzivikanwa kuti ndo vashaya kubva kudenda iri Ministry of Health zvakare inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 97,894 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura tozosvika zvakare kuti pane vanhu 65,913 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda topinda munhau yekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19 muzimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vanosvika ivo 1,444,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga zvichitarisa zvakare kuti zimbabwe yapfuura iyo pa500,000 iri pa608,000 vanhu vabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese dziri mbiri zvinodikanwa izvo kuti munhu anyatsodzivirirwa kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 totarisawo zviri kubuda kujohn hopkins university iri muno muamerica inoti iyo 194,000,000 vanhu ndo vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pasi rose uyezve 4,200,000 vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya pasi rose tichisanganisirawo zimbabwe kubva kudenda iri totarisa kuti vabayiwa nhomba pasi rose vari pa3.9 billion tiri ipapo regai tichipinda panyaya dzemutambo uri kunakidza chaizvo wemaolympics ari kuitwa kutokyo wa2020 sezvo usina kuzonge uchiitwa gore rapfuura pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 wavaitwa ivo gore rino tinoona kuti kumakundano iwayo mumwe anoita zvekubhaguja Donata Katai akawanikwa iye achifadza vazhinji munyika yezimbabwe apo akakunda pachikamu chake chaanga ari asi nekuti iye kune vamwewo vakazokwanisa kunge vachibhaguja kumukunda akawanikwa hake achisvika achiwanikwa achitora nguva inokwanisa kunge iri pamberi pezvese zvaanomboita paunyanzvi hwake yanga iye 1 minute 2 minutes and 73 seconds 73 seconds mu100 meters backstroke asi izvi zvinoreva zvakare kuti akazotadza kuti aenderere mberi nekuti kunotorwa vanhu 16 chete kuti vaenderere mberi kuti vazoonekwa kuti vangawane mamendiro here kana kuti kwete totarisa zvakare mumwe anga ari pamitambo Peter Gupin anoita iye zverowing akawanikwawo zvakare achinwisa mvura pamitambo yake asi akazowanikwa ake asingakwanisa kuzopinda muchikamu chekuti awane menduru asi vazhinji vari kuti iye akafadza mune zvese zvaanga achiita ndakakwanisa kutaura nezimbabwe olympic committee vanova ivo vapresident wavo vatabani gonye vachitaura ivo kuti vaifadzwa nematambiro kana kuti nematambiro akaita iye naiye Donata uyezve Peter Gupin mune zvavanga vachiita vachiti pari zvino vakatarisira kuti paine mimwe mitambo ichange ichiitwa munguva inotevera inosanganisira Ngoni Makusha anoita iye zvokumhanya kwe100 meters uyezve nemumwe mukomana zvakare anonzi Peter Wesler achange iye achiita kuchiwina mangwana saka vari kutarisira ivo kuti Peter anogonawo kubuda zvakanaka nekuti ari mu100 meters freestyle Anna Scott Vincent tisina kumukanganwa ari kutamba iye mutambo wegorofo vari kutarisira kuti zvichange zvichibuda zvakanaka munguva inotevera. Tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune Zimbabwe Olympic Committee patichange tiri kuenderera mberi nekuti ndakakwanisa kutaura navo nezuro uyezve tikataura nevamwe vari kushef the mission vanoreva kuti ivo ndo vari kugara kudzimba dzinogara vatambi ava vachange vachichinzwawo zviri kubva kwavari kuti zvakamira sei, chii chiri kuitika chaizvo ikoko kumaolympics. Gid,
yes, let's start with what is happening in rural areas, and we are in Chinoyi where there is one of our correspondents, Nonorai Jenna. So he's been talking to villagers about, you know, COVID-19, and mm-hmm. there are very interesting stories that are coming from there. So let's listen to one of the interviews that he conducted today.
Kone kubaiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID makambonzwa nezvayo?
Takazvitaura nafana kubaiwa.
Makabaiwa here?
Aiwa ndina sati.
Sei musati mabaiwa?
Ndiyazoenda unobaiwa.
Kosei musiri kunobaiwa isusu?
Taenda unobaiwa, vanhu vanongochichidzirawo kuti iye kwabaiwa zvese nengora kuwana kuti kana uzimbochao saka kana wamwabaiwa ita mushonoenda kubaiwa futi.
Zvinozikana wakabaiwa unoita sei kuno?
Amwani kachicha ndingachiti pamwe unogona kuhwara.
Imi ndozvamuri kutya wee?
Asi kunobaiwa ndiri kuenda ndinoenda kunobaiwa zvao.
Aka bhati nguva yareba ka handiti apa izvozvi panotori ne pari kubayiwa here ipapapa sei musingaende?
Awa tinoenda kunobaiwa tinoenda. Chirongwa chatogara chiri muno chakatoudzwana kuvheji redu kuti vanhu sani vana unodi kunobaiwa.
Makataurwa nani kuvhekezi kwenyu?
Takatotaurirwa maticha itu yasvitsanangura kuti vanofanira kubaiwa navana vechikoro vandabayirwa zvino saka takatendisi vakuru vana kuenda kunobaiwa.
There you are, marvelous. Very interesting assessment from this lady. She's a marvel to watch and listen to, you know.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai wekumashonaland west ari kuchinoi ataura nemutori wedu wenhau Nonorai Jenna ngaari kumubvunza iye kuti ko sei vasiri kubayiwa. Tinoona kuti Nonorai iye akauyawo achitotaura nesu paprogiramu ipo panapa achitiudzawo pamusoro pezvaakanga achinzwa iye mushure mekunge abayiwa nhomba. Ndivo vekutanga vatori venhau vakaenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Saka apo afamba iye achienda iye kumamisha achinyatsononzwisisa kuti ko sei vanhu vasiri kuenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Saka apo mudzimai uyu ari kutaurawo maonero ake achiti ini ndinotya nekuti pane vanhu vari kutaura zvakawanda wanda asi tichange tiri kunzwa zvakare tichiona zvakare zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kumamisha.
Oh, maybe some people didn't understand, Shona. Maybe you can just briefly watch.
Oh, yes. We were hearing there from a young lady in Mashonaland West in Chinoy, where our reporter Nonorai Jenna was asking her that has she taken her COVID-19 vaccine? And she says no, because she is scared. But she says, you know, she has heard, you know, teachers in her area actually urging people to go and get vaccinated. And she said that she's considering it, but, you know, she's afraid of some of these, you know, like fake news that has been circulating, misinformation that has been passed along. But so far, she says, you know, she has heard about the vaccination program and the teachers in her area are the ones that have really been pushing the community to go and get vaccinated.
Yes, and we also have a gentleman who was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo about the same thing. Just listen to what this gentleman said to Ezra Chisaspanda.
Yes, I was a lapala, and I was anti bastava, my chest and a corner. Babu, I left the week in a pata stava, and my chest and now. So that was Ubuti on SBD. Joba with Sava on Kutan. As I put it by Tony SBD, equal exponent and Maskulada. Nova, Unjanga, who's the coming cleaning lamp section in Busu. SBD corner in Vatas was Babu's as my sister. So as it was, so she has a Saga 6 August.
As far as
we have a Sava, sizwa njalo nxa sibuza bona bezempila kahle. So wena le muli konke selahlahla. Ye mina le muli yami sahlahla. Kodwa umntwana omncane ngama ukuthi kangcono ukuphethina abadala nxa kubulala. Usala abantwana ukuthi insanyelo isalilo kikhona.
Lapha ke wena nxa usizwa abanye labo khona bosebenza labo labo bona wenza empilweni.
Mina ngiyathengisa lapha eRegion.
Okay. Bakhona yini abaziyo baziyo bapha ngomkhuhlane?
Hayi, akula ngitsho engimaziyo. Ngitsho labo makhelwane la ehlala khona eMfumulo obulewe ngumkhuhlane kanye. Ngangizwa sizwa emaphepheni lokuzwa ukuthi ngapha emakhandeni kuthiwa kulalo, enkulumane kuthiwa kulalo, kodwa kasikaze sibabone.
Yena sikazi lephi?
Mina ngihlala ePhumulo akusile lapha.
Kodwa akwezwa lutho.
Angezwa lutho, akula muntu obulewe yikorona ePhumulo.
So ukhangelela ukuthi wena ukhala kuhulumende ukuthi abantu bahlathwe wesibili.
Yes, ngoba ngasihlathi yokuqala kasihlathi yesibili sazi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wabahlabe wona kuqala uvele sokufile sesivikelekile. Yikho sikhala ukuthi yena uhulumende kasiphathise ngakho khona lo.
Uzihlathi yokuqala kwagula kangikhulu.
Hayi, angizange ngigule kuphela nje uyabusizwa utshawa likhanda lapha. Hayi, ayisiyo jekiseni ukuthi iyagulisa.
So uthini kwabanye laba abangahlathwe?
Hayi, ngabahlatshwe kodwa benanzelela ukuthi khona yini yesibili leyo abazazihlaba yona sesikhini. Yikho esifuna ukuthi kube khona.
Koselilizwi ke ebantwini. Ungathina abalaleli balaleli emhlabeni?
Hayi, balaleli ozwayo efuna ukuhlatshwa kahlatshwe kodwa ungazifosi nxa usizwa ungafuni. Ngoba kasikwazi yesibili ukuthi izatholakala ngoba siyabe sisizwa kuthiwa kayikho.
So this gentleman is actually worried about the second vaccine. He says, well, the first one, he got it, but he don't have the second vaccine, and he's looking forward for his second dose. But he's concerned, says maybe, what they do when they're vaccinating you, first they give you the disease itself, and then kill it using the second vaccine. I mean, there are so many theories,
Yeah, there are a lot of theories out there, but our health officials are really urging people to go back to their doctors or to medical professionals to actually get, a perfect example or an explanation as to why people should take the vaccine and not to follow the misinformation out there.
Yes, we also have another lady in Chinoy. So let's listen to what she told Nono Rai.
COVID-19. Ndakanzwa shukuru chinzi vanorwara neBP. Havabayi. Saka nini ndinorwara neBP?
Makamboende here kuna namukoti kana kuna manesi pachipatara mukana vataurira vakati chii?
Ndina hangu kuenda kunotaura navo. Asi kungonzwa kwandakaizviita muradio pakutanga-tanga ndakabva ndangozvibata. Ndobva ndangoziva kuti izvi hazvidiwi. Saka chinodiwa kuvhara mhino dzako nomuromo nekugeza maoko ako. Nekusanitaiza ndizvo ndakabatawo.
Ndozvamuri kuita here? Asi ndiri kuona imimi ndimi chete muchemberi akapfeka mask. Kwese kwandafamba machemberi anga asina kupfeka mask. Sei muine chidokwa-dokwa kana kuti muine muchigara makapfeka mask?
Ndiri kupfekera mask kuti ndisabatiwe necovid-19 nokuti ndakanzwa kuti inouya nomumhepo. One. Ende inotapurirana. Two. Saka ndakati bheta kupfeka mask kuitira kuti ndidzivirirewo nokuti zvandanzi handibayiwe zvatakangonzwa kuti vanhu havabayiwe vanorwara. Saka ndakabva ndangobatawo izvozvo kuti zvindiyamuse.
Maita zvenyu. Ndimi unodzimai aniwe?
Ini ndodzimai chenjera.
Robarako.
Mudamba.
Maita zvenyu mama.
So there you are. That's another lady there who is expressing a kind of fears, right?
Yes, she's actually saying that, from what she heard, she says she heard somewhere on radio. That those with high blood pressure cannot get vaccinated. That's why she's not getting vaccinated. But she says she's mindful, she has a mask, she washes her hands, and she practices social distancing. But I think, another interesting, fact that I saw right there, she was wearing a T-shirt with the image of the former president, Robert.
I saw that as well.
So, it's interesting that she still has that T-shirt, but she was saying, she's very interested in protecting her health. But I think what is lacking is awareness as to who gets vaccinated. So maybe if the government is listening or Minister of Health is listening, they need to go out there in the rural areas and educate, especially the older people, that, even if you do have a pre-existing condition like high blood pressure, HIV, diabetes, all those, you can still get vaccinated, just but you just have to talk to your healthcare worker who's vaccinating you, and they'll give you the way forward. So she was expressing, you know, her own view that she was told or had heard from someone that because she has high blood pressure, she can't get vaccinated.
But she got it right when she said COVID-19 is airborne, right?
Yes, she said she heard once again that it's airborne, because I think Norai asked her that, but you know, some of the older people, the older generations are not wearing masks. Why are you wearing a mask? And she said she wants to protect herself because she's aware or has heard that it's airborne. But the only issue that she had was that she was not aware that people can get vaccinated even if they have had high blood pressure. Saka potanga tikona gogove ku nzvimbo yemachena ndende. Vese vari kutaura ivo vachiti ivo vakanzwa kuti vanhu vane denda rehigh blood pressure havabayiwe jekiseni iri. Aiwa ayo manyepo. Vana chiremba vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyange une high blood pressure, HIV, diabetes nezvimwewo zvirwere unogona kubayiwa COVID-19 vaccine. Asi unofanira kuti paunoenda paye wotaurira nevanhu vanenge vachikubaya ivavo kuti munyatsowirirana kuti zvakamira sei. Asi sekunzwa kwavakaita ivo, vanga vari kunzwawo vanhu vari kungotaura, asi idzi haisi shuwa yavakaudzwa iyi. Vanhu vanogona kubayiwa vaine zvimwe zvirwere kudii.
Yes, we also have another lady. So Norai has been doing a wonderful job here. So let's listen to what he discussed with this lady.
By COVID-19.
So just a second. I think we've got a slight topic there. Let's try it again.
But my boys are queen and canon to Kuna Kunanam Kote.
Ask Kutisoma.
That's the situation that is there in rural areas, you know. People rely on radio. You know, Studio 7 is one of the most powerful mediums of communication. So, you know, maybe one day we have to do a town hall on this, right?
I think we've been doing a great job, to be honest. Throughout the year, we had doctors and experts coming here explaining that people with, you know, conditions, because she said she heard it on radio too. But I think we can always increase the kind of information we're giving to people. Hopefully she's listening today so that she can hear. But it would be good to bring a medical expert so they can explain. So she's saying that she heard that those people that are breastfeeding should not get vaccinated. And she said, and then Nunurai, our reporter, asked her, but why are you not wearing a mask? And she said, I can't wear a mask because I'm pushing a wheelbarrow with a sack of maize on it, so I can't breathe, because now if I wear a mask, I won't be able to breathe. And you notice that she also has a daughter or son. She has a baby on her back, so she is literally saying that she has a mask, but she hasn't put it on because she is also pushing a wheelbarrow. But like what we said, you know, it's important for people who do come on the program, especially those medical practitioners, to continue giving the awareness program, because we can see from what this lady is saying that, you know, seriously, I'm not sure where she heard on radio and which radio it was said, but she's saying she heard on radio that people who are breastfeeding should not take the vaccine.
Yes, and we've got some people who are taking their children to their workplaces. Like if you're a vendor, you take your kid there the whole day, you know, because they don't want their children to interact with any other person. So they are saying this is one way of preventing the spread of COVID-19. So Ezra had a chat with these ladies and children. Let's just hear what they are saying about, you know, the ways they are preventing COVID-19. So here we go.
Kwela pambili ke ngohlelo lapho sixoxene nozulu kandaba ke kathi simanje singapha le Highlanders lapho kulabo ke abadala ke abathengisayo Mamumbani.
Nangisa
kendo. Mhm. Njalo Isa.
Ngihlala eWoodville.
Mhm. Laba hamba laba ngobani mama Isa?
Laba ngabantwana baba foyi.
Ngantawo foyi. Mhm. Wena ungubani umntana omfowethu?
Smart
fund. Smart fund, how would I do it? Asizwe lapha kule ndaba leke corona bemboda lapha into engiyibona ezibhedlela. Ngihluleke ngibona nje ngimadolomanzi. Ngibona indlela okugcwele ngayo abantu abagulayo impilo. Abantu ngale UPH, eTown Group, abantu bayafa. Mama Isa, uhamba njani umkhuhlane?
Siyawuzwa. Ikuthi iqiniso elikhona avele uqalisa silama doubts ngawo. Ukuthi vele ngumkhuhlane, iskam, kuyini vele. Ngoba eqiniseni akula mkhuhlane othi umuntu usefika isaloni lokuphila. Siyaziphila ngani ngaphi njalo. But ngecorona lanxa yethuyeni asisamfani sesabi.
Kukhona abaziyo abakushile kumbe lawo zophela abantu bayafuna.
Hayi, mina ngikazi la e-cross ngiyafuna
ukuzwa. Kodwa kukhona amazinja okumazi utwala.
Yebo, bakhona esembazi, ebengibazi asibafile.
So wahlatshwa wena?
Mina sengahlatshwa yena.
Zonke zombili?
Hayi, esibili ngiyayihlaba mhla
8. Ngibona lapho labo sisinyana lapho kule mnemngele. Edini uyafunda? Wena so ukuthwani uzwa njani nxa ungumntwana ongani ukukhula isikhathi sokuzwa ngaka lesikhathi sikhula zange sizwe umkhuhlane nje wena umntwana le 18 years uzwa njani ngalo mkhuhlane uyawesaba
uyawesaba
esikolo kona abanye bawesaba mba bawesaba bavu umuntu khona kodwa
uyabavu
wena ke ungubani Lungile. Uyawuzola umkhuhlane we-corona?
Eh.
Uthini ngawe wena?
Yabulala.
Suzulu tani baya.
Eh.
So is that. Ngomba lo mama kwabe umsisazi.
Eh.
Ungaphathela umama phela kuthiwa abaningi ke abanganga nini bajola uphathela abadala ngoba lihamba endaweni eningi ne. Uyazivikela.
Eh, ayazela
sasa. Asahamba. Lapha ke akutsho Kuwe uzwana ngalo mkhuhlane?
Ah, sofaka zokuningi.
Eh?
Zokuningi.
Kuthwani?
Ah, uyabulala umkhuhlane wangkhona. Lapho ngihlala khona, sokula abantu ababili ababhubhuliwe, futhi bawo makhelwane nje abakhatshana. Omunye yabe bakuhlaza, omunye bekuwe manje.
Ngumakhelwane? Uzwa njani? Kuyakwethusa lokho?
Kakhulu. Asasinike ipisi.
Shwahlatshwa wena?
Yes, ngahlatshwa.
Zombili?
Hayi.
Eyo.
Ngizayihlaba mhla 8.
8 August?
Yes.
Yeah. Lapha kuthutha amavenda wonke la asahlatshwa la?
Ya, yeah, wonke abalapha sebehlabile.
Lahlatshelwa ngala?
Esithona.
So nxa ukhangela abantu ngendlela okugcwela ngayo emabhasini nemasupermarket, bonani umkhuhlane wangaphezu?
Hayi, ukuphela kwawunzima. Ukuphela kwawunzima.
Kunzima?
Ngoba emabhasini awula social distance, emjoveni awula social distance. So ngokuba njalo nje kwabantu. Sothemba inkosi.
Nxa usizwa ke lapha mama Isa, bathi wena umkhuhlane lo yiwuphi lo? Bathi i-Delta iyafana nalona wanyaka nye nxa ukhale lona. Lo ukhanya ubulala masinya.
Ya, lo ukhanya ubulala masinya ngoba nithi uyabona useduze komgwaqo ukuya emangcwabeni e-Aplo. Uyafrika so umzimba
zidlula imota.
Zidlula izimota. Ezinye sizikhalisa ubona ukuthi lwana uchithi ngecorona. The way ababegqoke ngawo abasemoteni yesidumbu. Khona khana nje uyatshonila lonke ungani.
Umzimba ukhethulile kakhulu.
Yes. Ukufa bayafasikile abantu. But esingakwaziyo ukuthi bonke ngabe corona yini nje sebegcotshwa. Besenzela imayileji yokuthi sizuze imali. Thina esingayitholiyo leyo mali sizuza yibona la abayizuzayo. Kutho kupho kuthiwa wonke ofile ngothani corona.
Kanti sikunje nje laba le bhizinisi awutshele ke abantu babukele umhlaba wonke le abale hlobo ukuthi bengabuya ngabe zokudinga ngaphi u-stand number bani na.
Lakho lamasendi lamanamba amaningi.
Labo thengisa khona wena. Bangga kau tuangan tinggal tu mamu insa pada awak masuk. Isan tu.
Mami tinggal, mami tinggal mamu mangkui.
Mamu mangkui.
Mami mangkui, mangkui awan.
Uteng sah nak mangkui.
Milih sportwear, milih skin jean, lama leda jacket, lama shorts, abu baba, lama t-shirt, abu baba, lama jeans. Jawab aku ngan kita lama kaza, lama jacket, aku iskete juga bona. Lama trouser, abu fana bangan.
So, lapho hlobele imuli lapho zamudilwa ngathuna ichurch ayikubuye la ila.
Ye nge ngakufunda kwenye indawo uthaba behamba besiyachumayela bethi abantwana. So abantwana basibengene kuganyela. Batheze bekunanzelele basethi icebele ingcondo. Uhamba la abantwana babe part of what you are doing. Nedi bangazwisisa impilo ngenye indlela ehlukileyo kunokuba yekela nje bewild.
Uyezwa ukuthi uthini mama la? Uchona Laila, Glockas. Suzo Joel. Where's the Joel? Suzo Joel, now.
So there you are, Mavila. So these children are with their mom. You know, it's like they spend the whole day with her. Because the mother has been told that, you know, at one stage there are people who used to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of those people were infected because kids will do certain things during the day, and then when the parents go back home, they will have this problem of getting infected, as kids will be just, you know, getting infected outside their homes. So she decided to take her kids to, you know, a stall in Bulawayo and sell things while they are seated there. And Ezra actually asked the kids about that kind of a thing, and they said, you know what? It's okay that we are here and we are no longer interacting with our own friends because we fear that we can contract COVID-19. So maybe that's the new normal. You never know.
But you can go around with my mind, but it's our ego to laugh in the Niva Navajo, a Kuma Bassa. You know, so now she's saying, and I can look at her wonder. I'm going to be my radish of Harry, a Matmai, Canavaro, never named, or never Navajo, but you know what this summer Bassa. If you change it, such or anyone to change it, such a person's war, but never put evil over Navajo ways, Sarafum Baba, Stampani Bamu. It was one for evil over Chi Bata, then the COVID-19. Sakawa, one for evil over Chona Fugisha, Kanaka puts you up one second give a change and never now. Kuma Bassa. Vanava Fund was a current answer of it to me, but by way, River Gata is such a Tunochka, a city novels were put to me, before a danger is the COVID-19. We should know by COVID-19. As soon as one of my watch, and by Tanga, as you are coming out of the way, she came as a Jew should be to go to Blawai.
Yes, Novelas, now turning to you know, the Olympic Games. So we know that Donata has actually been eliminated from the competition, and so the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee gave us an authority to. Actually authorized us to use their videos. So we've got a video here of Donata talking about the way she participated in the game.
Hi guys, Donata here, and I'm just on my 100 back. I'm really happy with the time I swam. And I think that really boils down to all the training I've done over the years for this event. And at the same time, with all the pressure here in Tokyo of being around the best Olympians in the world, I think just staying calm and focusing on swimming is the best part of it.
Yes, she's still young, you know, and according to Frederick Lilovo, who's the leader of the delegation in Tokyo, she still has got a lot of time, you know, in this kind of game. And he believes that maybe she's going to make it in the future. They are going to France very soon. And the belief is she might do well there, you know.
Yes. I think that's, you know, a true assessment because she is now vying for France 2024, which isn't very far away. And at 17, anything can happen. But she did make Zimbabwe very proud. We had a lot of young teenagers who also, you know, take part in sports in the United States and in Zimbabwe, actually saying they were inspired because this is the first time that they're seeing a young black girl like themselves. We know that the former minister, I mean, the minister of sports, Kathy Coventry, herself an Olympian, is also at the Olympics and has also been saying very good words about how Donata participated. Saka kutanga tukuona Donata mwe we Zimbabwe mutuwini wechitema akawanikwa iya chituwina nezura akakunda mune zvaangari kuita asi nekuti nguva yake yakazokundwawo nevamwe nekuti vaida kuti vatore top 16 muvanhu vakange vari kutuwina iye haana kuzokwanisa kubata nguva iyi. Saka tinoona kuti iyo Zimbabwe Olympic Committee isichotaura kuti iri kufadzwa nematuwiniro akaita Donata uyezve vari kutarisira kuti achange ari kuenderera mberi nemakwikwi aya muna 2024 kufrance tichiona zvakare kuti aimbovawo mutuwini kana kuti kudhidha mudhidhi mukuru watinoti Casey Coventry ave iye mutungamiri kana kwebazi rezvemasports iwaya kana remitambo anga ariko vanga variko zvakare iko kutokyo uyezve vari kuti ivo vakafadzwa nekutuwina kwakaita Donata.
And what Lindsay Tudo Cole, who is the one of the technical advisors for Donata, let's hear what she's saying about, you know, the athlete.
Hi, it's Lindsay Tudo Cole, coach for the Swimming for Zimbabwe. I just wanted to give feedback on Donata's incredible swim. She handled it perfectly, even with all the, you know, the magnitude of the pressure of the Olympic Games, and super proud of her. She did everything correctly, so well done, Donata.
Yeah, marvelous. That's a kind of being praised by your coach or technical advisor is something big, you know?
Yes, you know, there are a lot of... Facebook was on fire and all other social media platforms, Twitter, and also Instagram was on fire with people actually sending out congratulatory messages to Donata. And those that didn't know her by now, I think, you know, they know her for her swimming that she did over the weekend. And I see there you have a young Zimbabwean based here in the United States in Wisconsin, Makachukwuero, who herself is actually a swimmer. And she has said that, you know, she has been inspired by what she saw Casey Coventry doing and now Donata are doing right there in Tokyo. And she was actually a recipient of a very huge award, the Tony Award from, you know, he's one of the Olympians from yesteryear. And she actually received this award because of the philanthropic work that she's doing in rural Zimbabwe. She works to promote young girls to take up sports. She's also an avid soccer player, and to try and dissuade these girls from going into early child marriages.
Yes, so let's hear what she's saying about some of these things. I think it's a very brief video of her there.
Wow, what an honor it is to receive this award. Thank you, Coach Amanda. I want to say thank you to my swim and soccer coaches, family, teammates, and everyone who supports me in my fight for gender equality in sports and education. I want to say also thank you to everyone that made this event possible. I feel on the shoulders of icons such as Mr. Tommy Smith, who is here today, who fought against racism in the 60s and continues to do so today. I dedicate this award to girls in rural Zimbabwe in the MTC programs and the girls that fight for brighter and equal futures. My message remains, the future is young, bright, and female. Let's keep striving for what we believe in.
Yes, there you are, marvelous. Maybe you can tell us a bit about what she's saying there.
Apo chukona musikana wechibiki anoziye Makachikowero anoita iye zvekutuwina uyezve anotamba bhora iri yatinoti soka. Saka ane sangano rake raakatanga rinonzi MTC Educate a Girl Foundation. Saka pakawanikwa iye achipiwa ruremekedzo rwemukombe weTommy Smith Award. Tommy Smith uyu akanga ari mumwe wemuno muAmerica akapinda maolympics kudhara kusati kwaane vanhu vatema achiita iye zvekumhanya. Saka panguva iyoyo kwanga kuine rusaro raganda. Saka ane award yaanopa kana kuti mubayiro waanopa vanhu vanofungidzira iye kuti vari kuita mabasa akanaka mucommunity. Saka paMakachikowero akapiwa mubayiro iwoyo nemabasa ari kubata ari kuZimbabwe, uko ari kushanda nevasikana vechidiki kunzvimbo yechimanimani nekumwewo, achivakurudzira kuti vaite zvemitambo kuitira kuti vasawanikwe ivo vachipinda mukurodzwa vachiri vana vadiki. So they were hearing from Makachikowero. She's a swimmer herself, and she says she's eyeing the Olympics in future, but she's also a soccer player. So she has started her own organization, MTC, Educate a Girl Foundation, and she recently received the Tommy Smith Award. Tommy Smith is actually an American Olympian who was able to attend the Olympics when there were still not many black people attending the Olympics. So she's there just saying that, you know, she feels honored because, you know, if, you know, this kind of award breaks down all the barriers. And she says, so she says the future is very female. So she's very excited by how Donata actually performed at the swimming event in Tokyo, Japan.
And Frederick Love is absolutely happy about that as well. So let's listen to what he said when I had to chat with him today. So you're talking about exactly what is going on in Japan. There it comes.
Emdlalweni wethu owema-Olympics Tokyo 2020 okakathesi babili asebeke bangena kumncintiswano u-PPG owe-rowing usesalele ngamanye ama-races okumele awagijime mhlaka-29 angena ke ku semi-final semi-final play semi-final CND le eza kuthi ukuthi uba ngu position bani 7 to 12 kumncintiswano we rowing overall and then specifically Donata onguye akade bhukutsha izolo useqedile ube wakuqala ukuthi ithi yabo bathi in terms of ukuqhubekela phambili kasaqhubekela ngaphambili ngoba isikhathi sakhe asithetheyo ekubhukutsheni asenelisanga ukuthi abe ngomunye wabangu 16 top 16 abe top 16 ye qhubekelayo phambili ngemincintiswano. And then asebesele kathese ngolo ogijimayo esiqhubu ukuthiwa ngoni magusha nguye osesele ukuthi agijime umdlalo wakho wokuqala i-100 meters osewubuya kuthiwa nguScott Vincent owegolf yena ke uzaqala mhlaka-31 umdlalo wakhe and then owokugcina kusosiba nguwalter uPeter Walter nguye uya kubhukutsha kusasa ngo-7 ntambama.
Yeah, kusitshela kancane ngoPeter Walter ukuthi yena vele umi njani.
uPeter Walter okakathesi uhlala eMelika yikho lapho abhukutsha ekhona ithola ubunono the coaching engaphezulu nguye ke obamba esingathi ngama-national records amaningi khonapha elizweni lethu laseZimbabwe laku-region. So silethemba njengokuthi njengobana umfana ngomncane osakhulayo eqala ukubuya lapha kuma-Olympics njengabanye bahle bonke ngoba vele iqembu lethu leZimbabwe ngelabasakhulayo abasesebencane. So ukuba kwabo lapha bazathola sibili imfundiso le-confidence enkulu ne-experience okokuthi xa sesikhangelela uFrance 2024 hayi silethemba sibili ukuthi hayi lapho inendulo kuyabe sokumele sitholakale.
Yeah, what's the way of Vincent labanye laba nomakusha abaminjani abafutshane kola.
UVincent ungakhumbula ngengamuva ngomunye wababili labana esingathi baqualify straight by ukukompita abazange bethola singathi ngesilungu ngama invitational slots. So so sithembele ukuthi njengobana evele e-ranked waba ngomunye wabaphezulu abadlala igolf sibethemba ukuthi hhayi mzwana sithi uyangena laphana emdlalweni wakhe kukhona esingakuthola
ye kube sokubuya-ke umagusha manamshane.
Laye umagusha uyaqala ukuba kuma-Olympics so besixoxa nje laye kathese kwemzuzwana esanda kudlula esithi simbazise ukuthi hhayi ebeke iphika phansi akholise umdlalo wakhe uzahlangana nentshantu kodwa khonokho ukuthi vele yena sefikile kuma-Olympics ngokwakho kutshengisele ukuthi kwankwana vele uselalo ilungelo lokuthola even yona imendulo yegolide so engakhanyeli kakhulu ukuthi uncintisana nentshantu but ekhanyela kakhulu ukuthi italenta yakhe yesimlethe lapha and italenta yakhe ingamsikisa phezulu.
Ye konke lokho elikwenzayo lilungiselela ukuthi kwi-100 eFrance akusitele akona kuye France ukuthi kuyini okuya kusenzakala
France. France is what we call the next horse is our Olympic Games in 2024. So now we have a complete really it's a young team. So that's the ecosystem September would a lot of confidence.
Yes, this is Frederick Ndlovu, marvelous. He is in Tokyo, Japan. So he gave us a lot of information there, you know, on Makusha, on Gilpin, and all the athletes. And saying that this is a young team, you know, some of these guys are participating for the first time. So he's confident that at the end of the day, they're going to make it, you know. Whether we like it or not, we should be assured that right now, of course, the spirits are low, but is optimistic that a lot is going to happen.
Yes, I actually had the opportunity to speak to him yesterday, so it's good. He's been very open and very, we have to really commend the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee for really being open and being providing us with the information that we needed. So let's take a listen to Thabani Gonye, because he then went on to comment on how Donata has performed and the forthcoming kids that are coming for the other Olympians. Let's take a listen to the conversation I had with him.
Ita zvakanaka tinotenda nezvaita. Mwana mudiki ane 17 years old. Saka nekuti nekumafambira aita mutambo. Round yavanga vachiswima. Vanga vachiswimira for the semifinals event iyo iye awina event yake yekutanga. Ndiye atotanga kusvima negroup yake pamahits. And then ivanga vachitora my top 16 times out of 47 athletes.
Saka zvamira zvakadaro pa awanikwa achitwina Donata Matat awanikwa achikunda muchikamu chake. Zvinorevei achaenderera mberi here kana kuti zvamira sei?
Achaenderera mberi nekuti chikamu pavanga ari vanga vachienda kuma semifinals. Iwawo ma semifinal vanga vachida my top 16 times kuma hits ezaitwa. Saka iya zongo poza ni nguwa yake ya ita kutachizo endi rambiri baka wanda uwa poza ni kutivangu achiita seiva chingotura ma times hari top 16. Saka sezo andata ura ndezo kutimuga wona kukwizo kwa ita round ino epe kutipakwe kwa Olympic record 3 times in succession. Zisati wangu itika. Saka kula chiza kutima kukwacho angari umbeli. Apati isusu se Olympic Committee. Tinofara nechi nano cha famba. Nepa hali. Nekuti mwana mudiki wachukucha risira isusu for France 2024. Tuguraka chitimu chedu. Tichuona kutineva na wabribadu. Tinokona uona mwuzu nge zuri nani. Patugenda mbeli uko. Saka tinofara chipembele nai. Ene chiti isusu inga EBS mbaku. Inga iwa tarise wa nava. Baone zvavaita nekuti pavapinda kana uchichitanga kukuswima maolympics hazvisi nyore kuti uchiwina weiti yako. Saka ndozvatikufara nazvo izvozvo.
Totarisawo vamwe vatambi vari mumakwikwi aya, ndevapi vamwe vawanikwawo vachibudirira mune zvavari kuita, uyezve kune vamwe vasara ava vachange vachiitei mumazuva anotevera?
Haiko zvino tikati isusu vatambi vedu vatamba vaviri chete tara ukauya nemaathletes vanoita 5. Iko zvino kwaita Jonata aita nasina kusei mamanirano kwozoitawo Peter Castle Gilpin wamakaonawo achiitawo achiri kuenda mberi nekuti necompetition yake Peter Castle. Zvinoitika zvese kuti kurowing kana kuti wazo nokwauta nokwaut kuma quarter finals. Vanoendera mberi vachinoita kuita masemifinal A group kwozoita masemifinal vanozoita group E group. Iyo vachabudira apa vanenge vachikwikwidza inonzi C group ne D group kuti vaendere mberi. Saka vanozovese vanoramba vachitamba kwozoita vamwe vavo vakabuda. Iye anozopedzisira kuti azoona kuti paoverall pa A group vanenge vazohwina vanowana mabeta kwozoita vema B group kwozoita vaC vanenge vachiita sei. But zvavanopiwa mukana wekuti ivo varambe vachikompita kuti vazoona kuti overall vanhu vese avasvika pano. Tichine vatatu vachapinda day after tomorrow. Kuchaita ana Peter Wessler weswimming futi achapinda. Kwozoita pamwe ana Scott Vincent asachapinda wegolf. Kwozoita achazopesera kupinda ndi ingoni Makusha we 100 meters anozoita tsvadeti. Saka tichine kanguva vachiitawo mazuva aro kutera.
Mm-hmm. So they were hearing from Thabani Gonya, who is the president of the actual Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, and he was actually just telling us, chronicling who has done what. But he says, you know, they know that Donata is a young swimmer. She's only 17, so she is just getting experience for France 2024. And I also, coming back to Mick Sandlovo, who's the chef de mission, who's really responsible for the athletes, he was actually saying Minister Cathy Coventry has been very instrumental in making sure that she continues to inspire Donata, you know, to see this as a stepping stone to France 24. And she said that when they were visiting around the Olympic Village, a lot of people knew who Cathy Coventry was from when she used to be a swimmer. So it was interesting for them now to see her in her capacity as a minister.
Yes, and we're told that she has now been, you know, roped into the International Olympic Committee, you know, which is very good news according to the Herald newspaper. So if Cathy Coventry goes in there, many things are going to move, I guess. So, ulabuke outside uSphuma, namhlanje sikhuluma COVID-19, langemidlalo ye Olympic Games ekhona ngale ke kwele Japan. So, sizwele ke uMnumzana Thabani Gonya ikhuluma ngokuthi ke khona ngale ye Olympics ukuhamba njani, njalo lo uMnumzana Frederick Ndlovu laye okukhangelane labadlali lezethekeni zelezivele eZimbabwe khona ngale ke eJapan. So, ngokuthi kwabo sibili bathi baleqembu labantu abalakho ukuthi bazimisele ukuthi banqobe. So ke nxa sekhangela sibili ukuthi kulo Peter Walter uyabhukutsha. So yena ngokubona kwakhe ubona ukuthi ngundoda oyakatshana emdlalweni wakhona lowo. Bese kuya ke lo Vincent Scott layo enza igalofu. Igalofu siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi lake liyibone idlalwa, kodwa engxa yabanye alithandi kangako. Kodwa kulabanye abantu abayilandela okunye ukumangalisa igolf. So ke babona ngazani uVincent Scott ulakho ukuthi anqobe. Kuzobuya ke uMakhusha laye, uNgoni Makhusha, uyagijima phela, uyashaya okunye okumangalisayo xa ekhipha isiqubu sakhe lapha uthi indoda ibongolela. So ke ukhanya sibili uyagijima ngempela, ushaya i-100 meters khonaphana kumangalise uZulu. So ke kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, tiri kungoona kuti zvizhinji zviri kuitika kumitambo iyoyi yemaolympics. Pandakataura navandovu navatabani gonya nezuro vaitaura ivo kuti ikoko kutokyo nhasi vanga vakatarisira kuti kungangoita typhoon, saka handizivi kuti zvazofamba sei, nekuti vanga vari kuti vatambi vazhinji vakange vakanzi nhasi vombozorora kuitira kuti vatange zvakare kuita mitambo yavo mangwana. Apo tiri kuona sekutaura kwaita vagonye kuti pachange paine mukomana achange ari kuita swimming mangwana, saka maziso ese achange ari kutarisa kuti Peter achange ari kuwanikwa achibhaguja mangwana mu100 meters achabuda sei mumakwikwi iwayo. Ndiwo akanyanya kutarisirwa nevazhinji. Tichizoziva zvakare kuti nguva yekujapan yakatisiyei nepasi rose, saka tinotoramba tichitarisa kuti zvaitika here, nekuti isusu patinenge tichisi mangwana ivo vanenge vatosvika. Saka toti tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda kubva kutokyo kujapan uko kune makwikwi eolympics Tokyo 2020.
Yeah, before we go, maybe let's you know, play a video of, you know, Elijah Nkala, who was in the Olympics. He has got a lot to share, you know, to people that don't even know him. So let's hear him talking here.
I'm competed with the Carl Lewis. It was my first time to see the great athletes in the world, Carl Lewis and Ben Johnson, competing in the over 100 meters.
So you were together in the village in the competition?
Yeah, we were together in the village games. The camps they were very, very much good, because when they were announcing the athletes, all the athletes would say, so-and-so is from this country, so-and-so is from this country, and then they came, they called my name, Elijah Nkana from Zimbabwe. Then I had to jump in front, and I felt very great. Very, very great, because the stadium was fully packed, fully packed with the, you know, the competition was very great and was very fierce, because I competed with the guys, Steve Lewis, who won the 400 meters over my event. It was Steve Lewis. After that...
So, you clocked 46 seconds.
Yes.
Which was a record for Zimbabwe.
it was.
It's never been achieved.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how was it? How did you feel clocking 46 seconds? Is it for 400 meters?
It was over 400 meters. It was a very good day, a record. But then somebody broke that record again. 45, the guys were best in states. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't reach the final of the Olympics?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So, but you're proud of your achievement?
Very much. I was very much proud of my achievements.
Mm. Just
to be in the Olympics Games as a man, as a human being, is something great in human life.
Mm. Mm. So these are some of the medals which you won competing in various meetings, various. You can see the Botswana,
Namibia.
Yes. You see.
Yeah,
some of the track and fields, Zimbabwe, all that.
Yeah, Zambia. Yeah,
Zambia, and all that. This one is for all of the games?
Yeah, this is for all of the games.
How did you score there?
In Egypt. Yes.
And then you came out number?
No, in Egypt. It was, I went up to the semi-finals.
Okay, semi-finals. What is your greatest disappointment?
My greatest disappointment is because I wasn't offered a scholarship like other athletes. That was very much a very big disappointment in my life. Because when I was in Wanki, I understand I was elected to, I was given a scholarship by one of the countries, India. The lead coach, maybe because of, I don't know, I didn't get my forms. I was left out.
So what are you doing in terms of life and business now?
Life is hard. We're just running these flea markets, and then for a time I like maybe mining because of the lack of equipment. There's nothing, it's just like that.
Mm-hmm. What about in terms of athletics? Are you doing anything? Are you having an academy?
I've got a club. But my wish is to form an academy, to have an academy, sports academy, athletics academy. I've got a gap because of lack of facilities, local funds, and transport for the kids to go and compete. That is a very big disadvantage.
Ooh. What's your greatest wish now?
I wish people to help me, and my former friends, whom I competed with internationally, just have a day and visit my club and see what is happening. And I wish to have a pole vault in the rural areas, one of the event which is very scarce in this country. And the pole vault, steeplechase, and have some athletes in the rural area to tap the talent to those kids who are very much remote, who are far from the towns.
Marvelous. This is one of the greatest athletes ever produced in Zimbabwe. You know, he actually clocked 46.60 seconds in the 400 meters before the 1988 South Korean Games, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know him from Zimbabwe High School. He was my junior there, but I couldn't even compete with him. He was one of the most powerful guys, Elijah Nkala. So he's still powerful, I'm told. He's now a counselor. And we are almost done for today. So maybe you can sign off today. You start, then I come at the end.
Just to remind all our listeners and followers that don't forget that Peter Wensler will be swimming tomorrow. He's aged 24, and he will be in the 100-meter freestyle in Tokyo, Japan. But I'm talking to Peter Wensler. Per 100 meters of freestyle to Tokyo to Japan. It means any marvelous in Sanganya who in Washington, which is in that Sanganya Shakari, Mangwana Palace Talk that he could pray.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe. So, marvelous, cheers. Thank you so much.